808-720 WGN. I'm Andrea Darlis with you for the next 2 hours. Then Patty Vasquez will join you at 10 o'clock. Huge thanks to everybody on the reporter panel tonight. Amy Guth, Lourdes Duarte, Jeff Cohen. We'll have that podcast up again for you a little later on tonight so you can check it out. Right now, we have on the phone, live from Champaign-Urbana, my good friend, the University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones. How are you tonight, sir?
I am doing just fine, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing very well. First of all, how's the weather in Champaign? We had a lot of snow up here earlier this week, and I know you guys were going to get hit with some snow this week, too, so hopefully you're staying warm.
Well, we haven't gotten a lot of snow yet other than a little dusting a few days ago, but still a bit chilly. But
Well, I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. We haven't had a lengthy conversation about something I call the top university in the state of Illinois, the U of I. Recently,
you
made some news a couple of weeks ago. The university just launched its new strategic plan. It's called the Next 150, and I love it. It centers around increasing diversity and public engagement. So tell us a little bit about the new strategic plan, Dr. Jones, and why it's called the Next 150.
Well, the new strategic plan basically builds on the plan that was developed for 2013 through 2016. And when I was being interviewed for the chancellorship, I indicated that I thought it was one of the best plans that I had read and felt very strongly that as we launched the next iteration of that plan, and in conjunction with our sesquicentennial celebration in 2017, we felt very strongly that the plan needed to build on the 2013 to 2016 plan. And because that plan was so impactful, it's what led to the Carl Illinois College of Medicine and a lot of the innovations that have really transformed this university and have put into motion what this university will be known for in the next 150 years. So as we were thinking about how to frame our strategic planning process, which is a five-year strategic plan, we decided to be a bit bold and provocative and call this plan the Next 150 because we believe that the decisions that we make during this next five-year period will lay a very strong foundation for what the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign will look like and would be known for 150 years from now. We really do believe that our decision-making during this time period is going to be critically important.
What will this mean for the city of Chicago?
Well, it's going to mean a lot for the city of Chicago, for Urbana-Champaign, where we have been physically located and anchored for 151 years now. But one of the things I made it very clear when I took this job is that told President Colleen, I certainly hope that he was supportive, and certainly he's demonstrated that he's more than just supportive, that I thought it was critically important that the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, while we remain anchored here in Urbana-Champaign, we have to have a high-impact strategic presence in the city of Chicago. And that is playing itself out in terms of our partnership with the University of Chicago in advanced material and advanced analytics and quantum computing and public engagement. Those are four areas where we have a lot of comparative advantage, we believe. And we believe that by partnering with each other, we could have a significant impact on advancing the economic vitality of Chicago, as well as working with neighborhoods and community on the south side of Chicago to solve some of the complex challenges that face that community as well. So it's a very comprehensive strategy of how do you leverage and how do you create the land-grant university of the future, which involves partnerships like the one that we have with the University of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But this may also be a good point to mention DPI.
Right.
DPI is the embodiment of what the land-grant university will look like in the next 10, 15, next 150 years, where it's going to be clearly steeped in public-private partnerships, being a driver with others to increase economic vitality, educational access, and to solve complex challenges.
The DPI that you're referring to is the Discovery Partners Institute. The artist rendering and the drawings of this look absolutely phenomenal. It is a partnership with the U of I, and as you mentioned, Dr. Jones, the University of Chicago. It will be based in part in the South Loop area along the river. It is just going to be a beautiful institute and a beautiful facility.
Yes, we're very, very excited not only about the location itself. As you said, it's absolutely beautiful. But we're also very excited about the collective impact that will evolve from having the university as the anchor, along with the University of Chicago, Northwestern University, some international partners, to co-locate in that community to provide an opportunity to drive innovative research and discovery, economic vitality, and to be a place-based strategy where we can continue to provide experiential learning for our undergraduate students and students from around the world to make them better prepared for the workforce and to drive economic vitality, not only for the city of Chicago, but we believe the entire state, and clearly it's going to have a national and an international impact.
Absolutely.
Very big idea, nothing really quite like it anyplace else in the country. And so we're very, very excited about what we would do with our multiple partners in the great city of Chicago.
Dr. Jones, we're talking to University of Illinois Chancellor Dr. Robert Jones. When I was in school, the land-grant mission was teaching, research, and public service. And now, again, as you've mentioned, the state's added economic development. It's just going to be, explain a little bit what a land-grant school means and how adding economic development, how that's going to enrich the university and the state and the city of Chicago.
Well, technically, the economic development piece has always been there, but defined more in the historical context of engaging with the public, you know, driving economic vitality through educating people from all walks of life has been at the real core of the land-grant mission, you know, ever since it was founded, more than 100 years ago. And so, but what is happening now is greater visibility and greater focus is being placed not only on the fact that education is truly the most important, most significant way to prepare one for a better life and to contribute to society, but now in the 21st century, we're bringing greater visibility to the fact that universities are drivers, they're the economic engine of the state. University of Illinois is certainly that. And the new land-grant mission is going to put more focus on that economic development component of this through creation of jobs, creation of intellectual property, and creation of learning opportunities that will provide an opportunity for more of the students that graduate from the University of Illinois and our partner institution to actually stay in Illinois rather than going to East Coast or West Coast to drive innovation.
Right.
We want that to be occurring right here in Chicago, in Urbana-Champaign, Springfield, and other important communities.
Right, recruiting students here and keeping them here in Illinois. We're talking to University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones. Dr. Jones, hold on 1 second. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit about Illinois commitment. And I'll tell you a story, Dr. Jones. I had lunch with some college friends the other day, and my friend's daughter is now choosing between Stanford, Duke, and the University of Illinois. And we said if she knows what's good for her, she knows where she'll go. But we'll talk about that.
Well, I'm glad that you told her that. That sounds wonderful. I agree with you.
There you go. I had to put a little sense into her. But we'll talk. We'll continue our conversation with Chancellor Robert Jones after this. And again, you will not want to miss what we're about to tell you about Illinois commitment. Their words, free tuition, will find their way into that sentence. More after this on 720 WGN. A 720, 720 WGN. I'm Andrea Darlis. You're listening to Andrea's Chicago until 10 o'clock tonight. Then Patty Vasquez comes on. And, of course, Nick DiGiulio taking you through the overnight hours. And we'll be in it all again tomorrow with the great Steve Cochran. I am so happy to have on the line with me tonight Chancellor Robert Jones from the University of Illinois. We're talking all about the next 150. We're talking about land-grant schools, the DPI, the Discovery Partners Institute, which is the new initiative that is going to partner the U of I with the University of Chicago and have this beautiful, amazing campus along the river in the South Loop. And I want to touch on, Chancellor Jones, Illinois commitment, because I think a lot of our listeners, especially in Illinois and the Chicago area, really are going to enjoy listening to you tell us all about what Illinois commitment is and why you created this.
Well, the Illinois commitment basically grows out of our longstanding commitment to access to an education. How do we make sure that as many of the young people in this state has access to higher education? And we know that there was a rather substantial cohort of students who really never bothered about officially applying to the university because of optics around the sticker price or the price of tuition. There's no big secret that our tuition, for a number of reasons, increased over the last decade. And so for far too many students who are college ready, who are clearly capable of being successful at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, didn't bother about applying because they knew that their families couldn't afford it.
Right.
And so we decided that one of the best ways to get beyond that issue is to make a commitment that if you're from a family with a income of $61,000 or less, which is the median income for the state, that if you are college ready, if you prepared yourself, you and get admitted to the university on our normal criteria, then you can study at the university for 4 years if you're a first-year student, or 2 years if you're a transfer student, Illinois resident, of course, tuition and mandatory fees free. So when we say free tuition, and I know some people have a bit of difficulty believing that,
yeah,
that's exactly what we mean. We will make sure that we cover the cost of tuition that leverages the support that students bring to the table as well, and to provide a mechanism where students won't have to worry about whether or not they can afford to apply and study at Illinois. We want to create an environment where they will clearly start to think about it in the context that they cannot afford not to apply.
Right.
Because we are providing opportunities for them to not worry about the cost, but just focus on getting an education, being and then entering the workforce and being successful and giving back to broader society.
It is
one of the most transformative things I think potentially we've done in a number of years, and we're just very, very excited about the potential impact that it's going to have across the state of Illinois.
I think it's amazing. I'm wondering if having Illinois commitment increase the number of students who go to the university from Illinois?
Well, we certainly anticipate that it will, and particularly the cohort of students, as I said, who come from a profile where they haven't really found their way or bothered to apply. But I'd just like to emphasize that we have already increased our commitment. First of all, we already educate more Illinois residents than any other university in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen that number of Illinois residents increase from about 72% when I first came here to now it's almost 76% of our students are Illinois residents. And so we have a very strong commitment to educating Illinois residents, and we think the Illinois commitment is going to make it possible for certain cohort of students who in the past had not applied to clearly get excited about preparing themselves for an Illinois education.
Absolutely. And I know you get this question a lot, too, but how come you can't just take all of the students from Illinois who want to go to the U of I first before any out-of-state or international students? But I know the university has a very strong partner with overseas students as well. But I'm sure you get asked that all the time.
Well, I do. And the quick answer is that we are a global, world-class university, in part because we provide an amazing educational opportunities with a very large representation of students from the state. But we are a global university, and we're very proud of what the international and non-resident students from other parts of the country bring to the in-classroom and out-of-classroom learning experience for our Illinois residents. We would not be the type of university that we have grown into being if we were only committed to just educating students from the state. But I'd like to remind your audience that we already do a much better job and have a much larger number of in-state resident students that we educate relative to some of our peers. You know, some of our peers have less than 50% of their students that come from the state. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at how many of our peers have less than 50% of their students that they educate that are residents of the state. So we have to try to make sure we have a very dynamic and rich mix of students, not only from the state of Illinois, but from other countries and from other states here in the U.S. That really gives us, I think, the comparative advantage and makes us the type of institution that clearly is committed to excellence and committed to being accessible to people from around the world.
And you know, Chancellor, I think we broke the mold on school spirit, too, because last week on my show, on the reporter show, we had Mase Jackson and John Hansen, and you've never heard a louder adult breaking into the ILL-INI chant in our hallways here. So you'd have been very proud.
Well, that's great. That's great. I am very proud. That sounds wonderful.
Well,
I like to say that this university clearly has amazing momentum. And you can feel it as you walk around the campus, as you engage with our students, our faculty, as you engage with our alums who come back to campus to support us, and everything from our athletic program. You may have noticed our basketball team is really doing some amazing things on the basketball court. We're very excited about that, very excited about our women's volleyball team making the Final Four, and all of our sports are really starting, I think, to move to the next level of excellence. So there are going to be very exciting times ahead in that sector of the university as well.
Yeah, you don't think I was going to let you go without mentioning, you know, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Rutgers, you know. Michigan State and Rutgers.
Well, absolutely. You know. Just to name a few.
Just to name a couple. Chancellor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate the conversation, and we'll keep everybody updated on the Discovery Partners Institute as those plans begin. Hopefully that groundbreaking will come sometime in 2019.
We're very excited about it. It really is going to be transformative and will represent the land-grant mission of the University of Illinois for the 21st century and beyond. So couldn't be more happy and excited about what we will do with all of our partners and the capital of the Midwest, the big city of Chicago. We're very excited about the future.
Me too, Chancellor. I can't let you go without an ILL.
I.
There we go. Thank you, Chancellor. We will talk soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Have a great night now and stay warm. That's the University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones coming up after the news. Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf are in the house. We'll tell you why. First this on WGN.